This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. It is Friday, and they're spraying like mad. Deuteronomy verse 28, verse 24. Forgive me. Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. And they are chemtrailing. They are creating drought. They are creating they're spraying pestilence upon the people. And again, Americans, just look up. That's all you have to do. Your eyes aren't lying to you, okay? But do check that out. I wanted to let you know. I'm going to show you something real quick, shooting from the hip concerning what we just heard through the conservatives, yesterday's liberals of the day. And I'll highlight this in a moment. But before I do, I want to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. That page is being censored like mad. This ministry is being harassed like mad. Always keep this for the record, friends. There's enough people out there that can write this down, record it. We are being harassed and we are being censored on a massive scale. No question about it. Matter of fact, yesterday we were in a church and I was preaching in St. Louis Park in Minnesota, and somebody started asking, you know, about how effective we can be, so on and so forth. And I told him, I said, when we first started sonsoflibertymedia.com, I said, this is what they'll start to do to you. I said, we had 750,000 unique visitors the first month. Well, only to see the second month, we had 850,000 visitors. Okay? This is unimpeded. This is not censored. We're not being suppressed at this point. But it shows you that the third month, we were tipping on 1 million unique visitors every month. And then the fourth month, we were completely, the rug was pulled from under the ministry by Google, okay? And then after that, shortly thereafter, that YouTube ends up pulling our pages because we're giving you the truth, friends. They hate the truth. That's what devils do, is they hate the truth. They hate the light, John 8:44, and it's our job to reprove them, Ephesians 5:11. And what was interesting, friends, is, you know, right shortly after that, they then pulled my Facebook page down. I would easily be at 5 to 7 million friends right now. So what happens when you become a effective, they begin to censor you. They begin, if that doesn't work, they begin to harass you. And folks, that's where we're at. And we've been here for a long, long time. And if you do a Google search on Bradley Dean, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Even when we were doing a lot of high schools across the country, we were being majorly harassed by the mainstream media, who's being used as a political battering ram to basically suppress, harass, polarize, demonize anybody that's out there working against the narrative. But I'm here to tell you, by the grace of God, I'm not moving. Period. I'm not moving in Jesus' name. The day that he decides that I move, then I move, and not until then, just for the record. Now, let me go back to the other point that I wanted to make. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. Subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top. I'm hearing a lot of rumbling from people that are on Rumble saying that they're being unsubscribed. They're being unfriended. They're not getting their notices. They had a search for us. This is the kind of nonsense that I'm talking about, and this nefarious activity going on by your governments, Americans. I just want to make clear that you understand this is not a foreign entity or a foreign government attacking you. It's your government doing this to you. The best that you have done nothing when it comes to justice concerning big tech companies that are now working hand in glove along with corporations in this fascist state to go ahead and attack anybody that drives anything in contrast to their narrative. Antithetical, friends. And again, we're going to continuously do that. But also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. It's been a busy, busy 25 years, let me tell you. And tomorrow we're on our way to Michigan. We got 4 or 5 dates out there. Looking forward to our time out there with our friends and family. And so if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the schedule. You can find out exactly where we're going to be at. But with that, friends, if you want to call in as well, you can call in 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now, I just want to highlight what I started off with concerning that of Ron DeSantis and that of Gavin Newsom. Isn't it interesting that they don't have you distracted concerning what's going on from a war that they have started and funded on both sides concerning Israel and Hamas? Then what they're going to do is they're going to keep you distracted within because they want to keep your eyes off of what really matters. Again, let me remind you, you are the ones that are under attack, Americans, by your said representative government on so many different levels. Now, I'm not talking about the good guys that are there. We praise God for every single one of them, but we are to deal with the little leaven in the lump, and that's what I mean to highlight, and I'm going to give you the answers in the process as to how to deal with these clowns, because that's exactly what they are, clowns in the circus of politics. Going back to Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis, what's the difference? Absolutely nothing. You just heard how yesterday they were basically filling the seats by promoting the fight, saying that it was going to be a showdown. Listen to this, friends. Listen to the semantics here. Listen to the vernacular that they use to drive people to their television sets. We're going to put up Ron DeSantis, the good guy, and Gavin Newsom, the little pansy communist from California, right? That's what you have in your minds. But there's absolutely no difference between either one of them. What are you saying, Bradley? I'm saying they're both accusing each other of what they're both guilty of. They're both accusing each other, Ron DeSantis, Gavin Newsom, of what they're both guilty of. What is difficult to see about this? I mean, we have Ron DeSantis talking about how he's going to deal with the immigration issue, but in fact, he was the one that was importing illegals all over the United States of America. That's treason, friends. The same thing Gavin Newsom's doing. The only difference is he's opening up the doors wide right in front of the face of the people and acting his lawless self out, in fact, in front of the people of California. So there is absolutely no difference because they're both guilty of the same crime. That's just one topic. That's just one issue, friends. And I'm quite frankly sick and tired of it, and I'm sure you are as well. But it was like this. Just we were talking this week, friends, if you remember right, about how there was a war between Chick-fil-A and Popeye. And this was so prime. It was perfect. It was teed up in impeccable timing, to say the least. But this came up this last week when they were talking about all the chemicals that were in the foods. And then Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes, only to find out that Chick-fil-A and Popeyes is owned by the same corporation, Tyson Foods. So, folks, it's the same thing. These are two clowns in the hands of their handler and the powers that are tolerated to keep you entertained out of your freedoms. But, as they say, give people a piece of bread in a circus. You can do anything you want with them. I hope you're beyond that, folks. Let's go to the next step after this segment.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting, friends, this nonsense going on between that of Ron DeSantis in Florida and Gavin Newsom in California. They're both accusing each other of what they're both guilty of. And this is what they're, again, dependent upon the American people not pulling the curtain back on both of them, because they're both pushing the same agenda. They're both in the hands of their handlers working for the same people. Special interest groups, and they were talking about illegal immigration. Here's Ron DeSantis accusing Gavin Newsom of illegal immigration and the crimes that he's guilty of over there in California. Well, it's like, wait a second, dude, you're raising money concerning the ignorance of the conservative constituencies that are not paying attention to you. Well, you're playing sleight of hand when, in fact, you're importing them into America. That is treason. Read Article 3, Section 3. It's nonsense, folks. They're all actors. They're all bad actors, and they're all clowns in the circus of politics. That's exactly what it is. And here's the thing, what I want you to hear, and I say this with my hand on your back or your shoulder, friends, the joke's on you. This is how they act. They think that you're so stupid and ignorant that you just cannot figure out who it is that they really are. Well, look at their fruit. My goodness. That's where you're going to know who they are. And understand, Satan always comes as an angel of light. He's the good guy, man. Remember even Jesus, that's 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And keep in mind, Jesus even said, many are going to come in my name. They're going to call themselves Christians, but they're really not. Judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20, okay? Again, I just want to make clear, and I needed to hit that because I just heard that, again, through today's conservatives, which are, in fact, yesterday's liberals. They're good for nothing. They're lawless. They're workers of iniquity. And most people don't have enough biblical common sense and constitutional common sense to understand exactly what's going on. So I need to make reference by pointing my finger at the Word of God and the Constitution to tell you these are crooked sticks, man. These are criminals. Look at the law. Look at the enumeration of laws found within both the Constitution, state statutes, and the list goes on. So let me go to the next point here, friends, because I want to cover a couple things that are really important. And one of the things while I was preaching yesterday at this local church in St. Louis Park was, you know, just this order out of chaos and how people are overwhelmed by what's going on. Well, I'm here to tell you a couple things. They've been talking about the Illuminati has been talking about a new world order. Okay, order out of chaos. They're the ones creating the chaos. That's why they want to order. So keep in mind, they create the problem, then they play the problem solver. I've highlighted that a million times. But I want you to understand something, folks, that for 700 years, these people have been talking about a global order, a new world order. And, you know, people become hopeless. And I want to tell you why become hopeless is because you're looking, you have your eyes fixed on the wrong object of which you call your faith. And one of the topics that I brought up with our new friend Carla from southern Minnesota was this. You know, when Peter bid Jesus to come out into the water, it was Peter that asked Jesus if he could walk on water like he did at 4 o'clock in the morning on the Sea of Galilee, right? Keep in mind, the only time that Peter began to sink was when he kept his eyes unfixed on the Christ and fixed upon the tumultuous waves. When he had his eyes fixed on Jesus, he was walking on water, man. And I know that comes with time. And I'm thinking of Hebrews 11, where it tells us that the elders obtained a good report. Yes, because we have to die to self. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Right? We must decrease that he might increase. That's a process of the working of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5, by renewing us and regenerating us by the Holy Spirit and creating in us a new heart and cleaning our hearts from our filthiness and washing us from our sins in his blood, Revelation 1:5. Okay, that is a process, and we grow up in the image and likeness of Christ Jesus, who is the head of all principality and power. Amen? Hallelujah. He is the king. He is on the throne. The Bible tells us that he is the governor of all nations. He is in absolute control of every scenario that's going on in this country. Remember, leading to now, Deuteronomy 28, where the Lord said, I'm going to rejoice over you to do you good. That's the first 15 verses of Deuteronomy 28. To those that hearken diligently, painstakingly to his word, and they held to his word, those are the ones that were alive and they remain to the day. Because the Lord was faithful to answer every single thing that they asked him for in his covenant, and he failed not one word. He didn't fail one word of his covenant. God is not a man that he should lie. Man is a man that he should lie. But I'm putting this in perspective. And when you look at what? You look at the rest of the 55 scriptures in Deuteronomy 28, after starting after verse 15. They are all curses, because the Lord said also, not only will I do you good, but I'm also in control of all of that. But I'm also in control of the judgments that I bring upon a people that will not be ruled by my word. And I'm not talking about an authoritarian God. I'm not talking about a totalitarian God. Hey, folks, look at the Father sent his Son to die for our sins. He took upon himself our iniquity. He died in our place in redeeming us back unto the Father as the propitiation of the sins of the world. We serve the Lord because we love him in response of what he did for us in sacrificing his Son and redeeming us back unto him. We serve him because we love him. We serve him out of gratitude, not by force. Where do people get this from? But I do want to say this. If we reject that mercy in the blessings, the first 15 scriptures of Deuteronomy 28, you can rest assured the 55 curses will come down upon you in great specificity. Listen to this. The bad guys are not having their way. They are merely being used in the hand of God to chastise his people. And if you fail to take heed to his chastisements, which means to inflict pain, suffering, to humble, or to improve, as a father does to his son or a daughter, he will bring judgment. America, he is in control of judgment. He is in control of the bad guys. He is in control of all things. We are mere men, and we're talking about an all-powerful God who said that all power has been given unto him, both in heaven and in earth, Matthew 28, verse 18. And then he looks at the church and he says, now to the obedient that are in Christ, not outside of Christ, but inside of Christ, right? It's not me that lives, but Christ that liveth in me. He says, listen, now I'm going to give you the power that the Father bestowed upon me on my resurrection. That's why we're called witnesses of the resurrection. Now let me go full tail, dovetailing back to the beginning of my point. Hey folks, if you're looking at circumstance, and I want to say this too, if you are hopeless, I can tell you exactly why you're hopeless, and I say this out of sincerity, with aggression and with a righteous indignation, because many people in this country that call themselves Christians, you should know better. Many people are hopeless because they got their eyes and their ears glued to the garbage that the mainstream media is spewing out on them. It's designed to do that. It's designed to break you down. Get your face in the Word. Get your face at the feet of Christ. Go to the cross. Ask Him for the Holy Ghost. Your hope will rise up. That's what it'll do. I remember one time somebody said that they were absolutely hopeless. And I said, let me give you a parable. And we've all heard this, and I love it, though. There's two dogs in a ring, and they're going to fight to the death. Which one is going to win the fight? I can tell you, the one that you feed on the most. When you look at 1 John, look at the whole chapter, but go to 5:2 in verse 4, go to 2 to 4, and what does it say? What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Hey folks, when you are a baby Christian, what the Lord does, metaphorically, is He throws you into a swimming pool and He teaches you how to swim to the point where you grow in grace, where you, instead of sinking below and you're feeding on that word begins to overcome all of that which is in the world. And it's interesting to note, sooner or later, and I suspect as an elder, when I get there, obtaining a better report, I'm going to be able to walk on the water just like the Lord did as our exemplar. Hey folks, what are you feeding on? What are you feeding on? If you're feeding on the news, that's why you're hopeless. Put that up against Micah 6:16. What are you feeding on? Christ is our hope. He's the anchor of our soul. And if you're being slapped up by the waves up upon and to the rock of ages, learn to love that. Don't hate that. If it brings you to the Lord, that's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not fun, but it's true. Learn the lesson now. Let me say another little analogy here for you. You know, a smooth sea never, ever taught an experienced captain how to go through the water, right? So thank God for the trials and tribulations when they come.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News news update.
Let's be clear about this. It's because of Hamas that this pause ended.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council during the briefing at the White House. This as explosions heard in Gaza, as fighting continues now for a second day after the Israel-Hamas truce ended. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours since the truce expired. Now, as for aid getting into Gaza, John Kirby telling reporters,
"It looks like we're going to be able to resume it, probably in terms of dozens of trucks versus hundreds of trucks, but that's a good sign."
In other news, the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has passed away. She was 93 years old and was suffering from advanced dementia. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so this is line upon line, precept upon precept. Bradley, you didn't finish your point. No, I got taken over by a mandatory break. Forgive me. I do want to finish that point that I was making. And again, when the Holy Ghost takes over, folks, I want to get out of the way, right? Romans 8:14, we're led by Him. By the way, if you look at the word led, it means to be driven. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly how it comes. Like Jeremiah talked about that fire that was shut up in his bones, my goodness, if you want to fan that flame, you better let it out in obedience. Remember in Scripture when Jeremiah talked about that, as a matter of fact, it was interesting how he was done. He was constantly in derision. He was having a hard time. Everybody looked at him like he was a fixed star, but he was the first one in his private time, and Scripture records this, that he was a wandering star. He wasn't fixed. That is very much this ministry. And I'm not claiming, no way am I claiming to be a Jeremiah, but I'm telling you what, that function is very similar in this ministry on so many different levels. So I just wanted to share that with you really quick, but I do want to make the point that for 700 years, I want you to hear about this because you're looking for hope. Look to the Christ. He's on His throne. The Bible says, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to go over there really quick because I want to encourage some of you people today. And when you go to Psalm 11, it tells us, though that the foundations are gone, He's still on His throne. And folks, He's still on His throne. He hasn't gone anywhere. We're either going to take heed to Him or we're not going to. And we don't want to end up in a situation where we're no longer a part of his family. And that's why we have ministries like this, both morning show and afternoon show, to keep your eyes fixed on the object of your faith, the author and the finisher, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:2. Okay? And I'm just sitting here looking at this right now. And I was just thinking about that of the Lord's angry at the wicked every day. I was thinking of Psalm 7. And then I'm thinking about 11, which I was right when I said that, and it was a quickening. But if you go to Psalm 11, verse 3, what does it say? If the foundations be destroyed, who can, or what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's immovable. He tells us to be immovable. He tells us to be steadfast, which tells us that's his position. He's not going anywhere, right? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. And what is he going to do to those? Concerning those that his soul hateth. Oh, God hates? Yeah, he hates. My goodness. What would you think of somebody if you lost your son? Let's just take it to the natural. Here, I can give you a parable, as a matter of fact. I remember I was in Arlington Cemetery one time, and it is so surreal there. We're talking about mere men, and I'm honoring those mere men. I remember we walked into Arlington. We were going up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We go there every year that we can. I want my kids to see the price paid. That's why we keep Christ crucified before our eyes continuously. It keeps you where you're supposed to be. It keeps your heart right. I remember a kid, just probably 10, 11 years old, he was screwing around and he was kind of like leading the pack. And this is all he did. He merely stepped on the grass. And when he stepped on the grass, everybody just quickened. Get off the grass, kid. You're not going to show disrespect here, kid. Oh my goodness. We're talking about fallen men. Hey folks, our Lord is not on the cross anymore. He's on his throne. He sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. Blessed be his name forevermore. He is alive forevermore. And guess what? We have a right to go to his throne. I can tell you this, friends. The Lord seeks those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. He's looking, folks, for all that's going wrong in this country. What an opportunity we have as Christians. Oh my goodness. We all talk about the patriarchs of the faith that gone before us. Look what they did. And yet Jesus himself, our big brother, the captain of our salvation, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, now turns and tells us that you'll do greater works than even I did. And when you take that over to the end of the book of John, it tells us that had all the miracles been recorded that Jesus did while he was incarnate here on earth, all the books in the world couldn't contain them. And he tells us, all of this is accessible to you, church. Meet him on his terms. Meet him on his terms. I still have in mind exactly where I'm going, folks. Just taking it line upon line as these waves of the Holy Ghost come in. And where are we at now? 700 years. The devil has been looking for minions to establish, namely the Illuminati, to establish a global order. Which, by the way, if you look in the book of Revelations, the Bible says that the Lord put it in their mind. Not the devil. Right? For what purpose? Judgment. Judgment. It's all set for judgment. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, starting verse 5, go down to the end of the chapter. We're all going there. And the man that's ready for judgment, by the way, is the one that longs to be free from his sin that only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away. Amen. 700 years. 700 years. They've been wanting to establish a new world order. This just didn't start today, folks. But what I want to do is I want to show you how the church is the anvil and the world is the hammer. Notice all of these that want to establish a global order, regardless of who. Hey, folks, they want to put a scary face on. They want to be like the Oz behind the curtain. Be the little dog that pulls the curtain back like Toto and expose him for who he is. He is the deceiver, and the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that Satan deceived the whole world. Why? Because you had your eyes on him. Let me go back to his little minions. 700 years, the Illuminati has been wanting to establish something called a global order. And what do we hear from all the professors in America? Oh, look what they're doing now. Look what they're doing now. Look at, oh, those are Masons. Look at those, oh, skull and bones. Look at the Bushes. Look at the Clintons, so on and so forth. Yep, and look at God, who looks to the church and says to you, do you love me? Because if you do, you said you would keep my commandments. I've entrusted you through something called precepts. What have you done? Besides, give voice to the enemy. You preach the gospel of the devil, not Jesus Christ. The gospel of the devil is in contrast and it's froward to the Word of God. So many people that profess to be Christians, they know all about preaching that message. They're not Christians. The Bible's clear when he said to the Lord, and whom he sends, speaketh forth his word, not the devil's. 700 years. Oh, I'm doing this on purpose. I'm not skipping here. I'm not like a broken record. Nope. It's not skipping. I'm just going as I'm hearing. Hey, folks, listen carefully. For 700 years, they've been calling for a global order, a new world order. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Nobody did it more than the Bushes, by the way. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gates. Every single administration's been a part of pushing the ball forward. Only to have it dropped on their heads. Hey, it's better for you, bad guys. Better for you, minions of hell, to learn now while you have time to do so before you learn the hard way that that wall ain't moving. Better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you. You're being used for judgment, bad guys. I don't care. I don't care if you believe or not. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but stand in front of one. Tell me what happens, because time is pushing you over to the front of that truck called judgment. Hey, folks, 700 years. The church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. The anvil's never changed out. And by the way, if you put your hope and faith in Jesus Christ, what happens? Going back to our forefathers just 250-some years ago, they called upon the Lord. The flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. We see it in the Mayflower Compact. We see who they were calling upon four times in the Declaration of Independence. We see how the U.S. Constitution ends and the year of our Lord, 1787. We know who we are. And so did our forefathers. Who did they call upon? The living God. And in the middle of the 700-year call to action for a global order, what did the Lord do 500 years into it? Amen. Amen. What did he do? What did he do, friends? He established this country. He established this country. In spite of all of the bad guys, the Lord broke up the plan. Those that are gathered together against the righteous, the Bible says through David, they shall fall. The Lord shall dash them one against another. If you look at Isaiah 28, verse 18, it's a covenant of hell and a covenant of death. And it's for the American people to stand up and put a stop to it. Just the same way our forefathers did. What an opportunity we have. The history of the church is that our backs are up against the wall, and when we call upon him, who shows himself strong on our behalf? The living God. The living God. Hey, folks, Hudson Taylor, a miracle within himself, said every move of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. But you're not going to see it's done until you start to walk by faith and not by sight. And the only way that you're going to do that is when you keep your eyes on Him who gives you hope in the face of all of the obstacles in which you see today. It's smoke and mirrors in the face of God, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Let me go back to, I was just highlighting the fact that for 700 years, the Illuminati, right, those that made a compact with the devil, how the Lord just right in the center of that raised up our forefathers and established what we have today. Now, in saying that, your hope is in Him, again, against all odds. I mean, less than 3% of the population, 13 colonies, 56 signers, and those bad boy preachers called the Black Robe Regiment. They're the unsung heroes. They were the Gideons of the day. They stood up against the world's strongest and most powerful military might the world ever seen during that time. And they said no. Because the tyrant across the pond, not only would he not be ruled by God, but he wouldn't even pay careful attention to any of the olive branches. Because our forefathers were trying to establish peace between him and us, but they would not reason. They were dealing with an irrational king, King George. So they threw him off. And they sent the message to their kids that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13. Want to make clear. So last night, we're talking about all this. And I hope I'm free to share this. But as I'm preaching, I gained a Q&A. I started asking some questions, and I said, I'm sorry. I did my whole probably 2.5 hours message, two and a half hours. And then I said, has anybody got any questions? And a lady from Europe stood up. And as she stood up, she started to weep. And I've shared this with you before, friends, from foreigners that show up at our meetings. She's from Europe. And she stood up, she started to cry, and she said, I need to do more. She said, I need to do more. She said, I need to do more. She kept saying it. She left Europe to come to America. America doesn't know what she has. And I'm talking about America. As this woman is standing up saying, I need to do more, I need to do more, understand that she left her country, she assimilated into America because she understands what we have, yet the American people don't. And when I think about what the Lord says, too much has been given, much is required. My goodness, we have a lady in the church standing up from Europe saying to America, you have no idea what you have. She starts to weep and she says, I have to do more, I have to do more, I have to do more. The Lord did that through prophetic people too, by the way. When the people would no longer listen to their own prophets, he would raise up foreigners and bring them in. And she was a prophetic voice last night as one crying in the wilderness. And what got me is when she said this, and I know this. She said, Americans don't understand that you're the last beacon of hope. Americans, let me remind you, that's why you are enduring so much warfare. And it's all through deceptive measures. It's all deceptive. It's all premised on deception. I said earlier, Satan's going to stand there with a big smirk on his face until he knows where he's going for eternity, which he already knows. And the Bible says that we're going to look on him who deceived the whole world. Dictators always rise on deception. If the American people seen the Wizard of Oz behind the big scary face, they do everything in their power to make sure that you never see who's really in control, because it's a very, very small amount of individuals. As the Lord said that he would bless us through, and he did over 250 years ago, through less than 3% of the population, he bestowed this upon us as a blessing. Matter of fact, during the prayer, George Washington, it was recorded that he kissed the blessings in Deuteronomy 28. I brought that up during the last segment, and the segment before that. But don't forget the 55, because as he blessed us, he'll also rejoice over us to judge us. Hey friends, foreigners that are assimilating legally coming into America, and I'm happy they're here, are crying in churches trying to awake the American people up to the fact that they've been overly blessed. Americans, I want to convey this voice that I heard last night from this woman. You are the last beacon of light. I didn't say it. I'm not making it up. I am telling you we have a responsibility. And I'm also telling you, God is bigger. My Father is bigger than all of this mess. But I'm also telling the church, you better engage. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will manifest myself unto him and make our abode with him. We're the last beacon of hope. And who's attacking us more than our own said representatives? Nobody. Nobody. You have a bunch of Judases selling you out 24/7. And I want to tell you why. above all of that nonsense, it's because the American people have turned their back unto the Lord. And I can hear this even behind me now. What have I done to deserve the response that I'm not getting? And yet the Lord calls out in His mercy again. And what does He do? He says, turn from your wicked ways. I'll hear you. I'll heal you. I'll heal your land. Turn from your wicked ways. In other words, that message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is right there again. This applies to all of us. We all have one Father. Malachi 2:10. We all have one Father. I don't care who you are, what gods you say you serve. Put all that nonsense down. Because all of those false gods are all going to bow to my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Americans, let me say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. We're the last beacon of hope on this planet. Foreigners all over the world are praying for Americans that they get this right. They say they want us to go back to the Word of God, and they want us to go back to the Constitution. We have a huge responsibility. And too many people are out there living their own lives. The Lord said that he who follows me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. He said he who tries to save his life will lose his life, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And let me ask you, and concerning all these little minuscule things that you follow along, what is it going to weigh out to be in eternity? That's something that we all need to think about. Because I think about that life is but a vapor, and that no man is able to save his own soul and his life. And I think how we're here one day and then we're gone the next. And we can't undo what we didn't do when we had the time to do it. You know, and I've heard this before. It's kind of cheesy, but it's good. When you look at the dash between someone's birthday and the day that they died, what did you do with that dash? That's really what this is about. It's my job to wake up the dead, church. Repent. You know what I need on this show? And I noticed we got some new friends on live chat today. We need broken people. The Lord said in Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. When you go to Isaiah 66, verse 2, what does it say? It says, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor. That's not poor like you're broke. That means you're destitute of the righteousness of Christ and of a contrite, a repentant spirit. And the Lord says, I'll pay attention to those that tremble at my word. If you're not feeding on the Word of God, the bread of life, John 6:35, on a daily basis, you're self-righteous. And I say, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. The only people that argue with me are self-righteous people, trying to justify themselves when it's not even premised on the Word of God. That's why we stand on the Word of God. That's why we hold the Spirit of God relentlessly. We grip it like Eleazar, the son of Dodo, did, who took after the Philistines while all the Israelis fled. Israel was the people of God. I am Israel. Christians are Israel. Americans, again, love you by what we do here. 1 John 3:18, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. And that's what I'm saying when I say I love you. I'm showing you my love for you. It's how I tell my family I love them. Love or action speaks a thousand times more than words do. And that's how Jesus always demonstrated his love. And where did he demonstrate it the most? Golgotha. Golgotha, Calvary. And if we love him, we'll meet him there. And if we meet him there, he's going to bestow upon us exactly what he promised he would bestow upon us, individually and corporately. We can do this. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.